What's up? Welcome to the 90th episode of the Brawlcast podcast. I'm your host, Brighton, and today I'm going to go over the Brawl Talk, which just recently dropped, along with some secret changes that I did see in the Brawl Talk. Sorry how there haven't been any episodes lately. You might notice I have a cold, and yeah, just have not been really been able to podcast because I've been been very sick. So yeah, that was not fun. And also, I was feeling sort of better yesterday, but then I had a sleepover, so couldn't do it yesterday. So finally back, and let's get right into it. All right, so the season 9 of the Brawl Pass will be like a Hollywood theme. Except, you know, Brawl Stars, they gotta be cringy, so it's Brawlywood. So yeah, definitely, pretty cool. I like that. One second. I am getting my notes ready. Okay, so yeah, that's just, I kinda like that name, Brawlywood. It's basically themed off of, it's just another part of Star Park. Bet you there's going to be some, there might be some cool lore behind this one. So yeah, starting off with the Chromatic Brawler, you will be able to unlock, on the paid side of the Brawl Pass at tier 30. It's going to be Lola. So, she has 5,600 HP. Not too shabby. It's pretty high, considering the amount of damage she can deal, and she can actually deal some okay damage from a far distance too, so yeah, I like that health on her. And she does 392 damage per projectile. She has 6 projectiles, and it shoots in a cone shape, kind of like Max, and it does move around like Max, so you're probably going to be getting the max damage up close. So yeah, 392 times 6. That's pretty good damage. So yeah, 392 times 6 is 2,352. And that's in one attack. And that's not even the most damage she can do, because this is probably her star power, but it totally changes the way you play her. So it's kind of weird. Her last ammo makes her ammo bar yellow. And then that last ammo, every single time, does 509 damage. So, yeah, it's an interesting star power. It might not be a star power. It might be a trait, which would be insanely broken. And, yeah, 6 times 509 is insane damage. That's, like, 3,054, which is, I'm pretty sure there's only, like, 4 brawlers who can do more damage than that with one attack, including supers. So, it's just completely insane. Just going to be a very dangerous brawler to be on the high safe, because that last ammo is dealing so much damage. And she does have a normalish reload. It might be a bit faster than Tara, a bit slower than Sandy. It might be the other way around. So yeah, her super brings out a clone of her, and you can throw it down kind of like a Jesse turret, and It has half of her health, and it does exactly what she does. Same damage, everything. If you shoot to one side, the clone will shoot to another, will shoot to the same side. So, without any delay. It's a very interesting thing. You might have to watch the Brawl Talk to understand fully what I'm saying. If you spin, the clone spins exactly at the same time. So, you can shoot to one side and not hit anybody, but your clone is positioned to where it can, and in this clip of the Brawl Talk, it is actually hitting a spike, while normal Lola is not hitting anything. And by the way, Lola is a self-absorbed movie star who has a fox scarf, so foxes are endangered. I'm just kidding, foxes are not endangered. I don't know. I'll ask Hudson's little brother Haddon, because he's an animal expert. Everett, don't say anything. So yeah, a cool strategy with this would maybe be to, like, walk into a corner at, oh yeah, in the star power thing with the last ammo, that does not count for her clone from what we've seen, and all these things are subject to change. So if you walked in a corner with this clone, you would basically get out of that corner, because walls do reposition it. It can't go through walls. So if you walk into a corner with it, you will literally be doing double the damage and have half 50% more HP, unless they have like a piercing brawler or something like that. So it's definitely a very interesting thing. Supercell's never really done anything like that. And yeah, it's just really weird. So yeah, that's gonna wrap up the Alola breakdown, and let's get right into the skins. All right, so moving on to the skins. These skins are all, I like them. So the first half, maybe, yeah, first half of the skins will be like Brawlywood themed. So like these are each like characters in a movie. So as for the Brawlywood, the Brawl Pass exclusive skin, it's gonna be Chola, which is the Alola skin. It's pretty cool. Yeah, it's just basically her, but different. Like, she has a darker theme, and instead of like a fox, she has like a rocket gun. I don't know. This is supposed to be like some Latin America thing, so I don't know much about it, even though I'm studying Latin. But just so you know, fun fact of the day: Latin America and speaking Latin is not the same thing. Being Latino and speaking Latin, it's not the same thing. Latin is used to be spoken in Rome and Italy and stuff like that, even though Italian, yeah. So Latin is like the mother of all languages. No offense. But yeah. So yeah, I like this skin. There's another exclusive Brawl Pass skin, B800 for Bull. It looks really sick. It's like just Bull, except half of him is like a cyborg. I think it's pretty cool. And then Surge Kong, he looks pretty cool. 150 gems. Just looks like kind of like a gorilla, except like he shoots rocks. And I have heard some weird things, like stupid things, like calling Kong a gorilla is racist. So I don't know. People think weird things. So yeah, Surge Kong looks like a Kong, I guess, and he kind of reddish, shoots rocks, pretty cool. And then yeah, obviously for maybe a Surge Kong movie. And then Captain Crow, looks like Crow decided to be in a pirate movie. 8250 gems, cool attack animations. I think it's like anchors or something. I'm not exactly sure. It looks different. And then this one, I don't know why Gale gets all the cool skins, but Squeakbuster Gale, like Ghostbusters, it's really cool. He shoots like this weird squeak blom stuff, and he has like a hat that has a squeak pin, except an X'd out circle, same on his gun. So that's pretty cool. And then last but not least, this skin is absolutely hysterical. It's Director Buzz. So yeah, this guy literally is like, he has the black glasses the director has, and like those hats that painters would wear, and then he has a megaphone. He shoots from that, these little like lined projectiles. Yeah, I think this could be an 150 gem skin, maybe 50 to 80, possibly 150. I don't know. This skin is just absolutely hilarious. And then for the tip of the day, the brawler for today's tip of the day is yes, sir. Let's go. I picked a random brawler. It was Poco. So, yeah, I have some pretty good tips for Poco. I do love playing him. I used to think, oh, man, right when I first started playing Brawl Stars, me and Hannah would play together all the time, and I was like, oh, my gosh, Poco and Colt is so OP. But, yeah, absolutely do not play Poco with any squishy brawlers. You will be getting very bad value out of your heals. And yeah, also better build is obviously Tuning Fork and Da Capo. Screeching Solo is pretty good in certain game modes, but if you're playing Poco, you're most likely going to be playing him on like aggro maps and in Brawl Ball. So Poco Double Tank is such a good team comp, in certain metas, and either way is viable. in this meta. So, like, Poco, Byron, and, no, maybe, like, Poco, Ash, Buzz, that would be a pretty good comp. And, yeah, so, Poco, just make sure you are, try to get multiple people in the range of your attacks, because you'll be charging more super, and that super is just so good. It just, heals your teammates so much. It's just so, so good. With Poco Double Tank, you want to be starting off by popping your gadget, and basically, tanks will just go aggro. You keep shooting them with your Decapo attacks if needed. Try to get your super up for that big heal. And yeah, one person scoring, other person is just going absolute ham. More preferably the Ash, because Ash is just so good right now. Yeah, Poco just so good. Paired with the right brawlers on the right map. And yeah, if you pair him with the right brawlers, have the right build, you should be doing pretty good. Back to the episode. Sorry, guys. You know what? It's a cringy podcast, and, well, it's Brawloween time, so
let us get into the Brawloween skins. So starting off with Swamp Gene. This skin looks pretty cool. 80 to 150 gems. It looks like, if you guys have seen the Brawl Stars animation, hat or no hat, there's a little guy down there. Turns out it's just Swamp Gene. He shoots a frog, I think, that shoots out tadpoles when it splits. Very cool skin. Next up is Ghost Squeak. He shoots these little blooms that are creepy. It's like a ghost. It's amazing.
I don't think I can keep this up.
And then there's Headless Rider Stu. 50 to 80 gems. He has a pumpkin on his head. And he's wearing a scary suit. One thing I did notice is that the fire goes away quicker. For Stu. So I'm thinking it's going to be a deceptive part of that skin. And last but not least, Count Bingula. This skin is a Mr. B skin. Finally. 80 to 150 gems. He looks like a vampire. And he shoots coffins. That will be all for Creepy Britain.
Oh, man. That hurt my voice so bad. I can normally do it for like a very quick time. Ah. Alright, so there are some other skins, and last but not least, I will be sharing a very sad thing that happened. So yeah, true silver and gold skins for Amber, Colette, BB, Carl, and Dynamike. And then a Jesse remodel. This one's gonna be so sad. I mean, sure, I'm glad they're doing it, but like, I'm gonna be sad. There's never been like a remodel for me. And by remodel, I mean, like, the looks, not, like, actually, like, not, like, a buffer nerf. We do know some buffer nerfs, which I will be telling you, actually right now. So, there's this thing. It's not necessarily a buffer nerf, but it's, like, a little green circle on the brawlers. I don't know what this means. It probably means that that person has a gadget. It's just pretty helpful. It definitely would help out a lot. And then, there's also, just gonna be... Yeah, and then Mortis also got a nerf to his Creepy Harvest Star Power. Instead of the healing doing 1,800, it's 1,400. And, yeah, that's all the secret changes. One second, I need to pause this because Everett's about to beat me up. Alright, I was... Okay. Little brothers, you know what I mean? Okay. There's going to be a Brawloween modifier that will be put into the temporary game mode slot. Pretty simple. It's just every single game mode swaps out, you know, like every other day, I think, or something like that. And the modifier does every 7 seconds, you go invisible for 7 seconds. So you just alternate on and off. Visible, invisible, visible, invisible. It's going to add up a little shaking to the game. And boy, Leon is going to be a massive bad A in this. In this one, we just cut all the mind games with Leon. Oh man. And then, yeah, there's a Brawlywood environment. Pretty cool. It's very interesting. Nothing like we've ever seen before. The barrels are like stacked up records and looks pretty cool. And yeah, that's gonna wrap up what we saw in the Brawl Talk. Thanks for listening. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Brawlcast Podcast. So before in this show, I want to remind you to leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. It really helps the podcast grow. So today, we do have a new 5-star review. I am so sorry I have not shouted you out for this yet. But it's from M10SJ. He says, epic podcast. This podcast is good to listen to pass time. Good info, even though I know most of it. Keep doing what you're doing. Thank you for the 5-star review. It really helps out. Unlike that toxic guy, but hey, at least you sent in 5 stars. Well played. So thank you for sending in that 5-star review. If you send me an email, you can be put on the exclusive Discord server. Yeah. So, moving back on to the episode. Become a patron, low cost, higher reward, even though you guys probably won't become patrons because, yeah, you don't want to support a podcast. I get it. Trust me, I get it. But if you want to, I will be so happy. I will give you all my candy. Literally. Everyone's like, what? I want all your candy. Okay, whatever. And yeah, follow, like, subscribe on whatever platform you're using. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Brawlcast Podcast. Check out the blooper at the very end of this episode. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Brawlcast Podcast. See you on the flip side. Peace.
Welcome, guys. It's just Everett today, and we're going to talk about some Leon tips. So, always shoot up close unless, you know, you need to. And since it's just me today, it might be a really bad episode. So, sorry, guys. Oh, and, and use the clone gadget and don't shoot. Wait until you're to full health. And with your super, always have the healing star power. And then you go invisible, get near them, and then ka-pew, ka-pew, ka-pew. And I forget the rest of it. So, like, and if you have don't know how to start a podcast, just go to Anchor 3 and you can make money off of it, even on a 3. And, see you in the next episode. Welcome, guys. Let's get right into this video. And, yeah. So, I think today we should do... I think we should do... we should do a episode about... I think it should be about... the new Jesse skin? Okay, the new Jesse skin. I think it's like Steeler Trophy something. She shoots out this really cool animated thing. And there's going to be a new model of Jesse. And I just want you guys... to be... Okay, Todd, enough singing with you. I'm just kidding. That was not Todd. I'm just kidding. My Uncle Todd is in Texas somewhere. And that was a song called Happier. And yeah, I just want. And let's get into it. So, her skin is amazing. If you've ever done bongos, listen to this. I'm self-taught and taught by my uncle, so if you're wondering how I did that, here, you can like, oh, that guy's good. Old lady would probably think that. But as I told you guys, I will. So I'll go. Texas. I'm just kidding. I will never go to Texas. Who would just, a 7-year-old, would just go to Texas and be like, why do I go? No one would allow that. Not even my mom and dad. No one! And like my dad would always say, not my dad, Brian would always say, I got mixed up. So, like Brighton would always say, if you have trouble making a podcast, you need to go on Anchor. It's free and you can make money off of it. And if you ever. Welcome, guys, to another episode of Just Everett. And. Today, I am going to introduce the Wolf and Whacker to you guys. I'm just kidding. I would never introduce that guy. Hey! Hi! Might have done something super bad today. We're just gonna talk. Yeah. Hey! So, if you're wondering what I'm gonna do, I'm just gonna take the money. How much money have I made?